This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When praying behind an imam, do I stay silent or do I recite anything? So this is a good question. When you're praying behind an imam, okay, regardless of whether the prayer is a loud prayer or a quiet prayer, there are certain things that you're always going to say. So for example, your istiftah, which is your subhanakallahumma, your takbirs, every takbir you'd say that, your subhana rabbil azim in ruku', your rabbana wa lakal hamd, for example, your subhana rabbil a'la in your sujood, your tashahud at-tahiyatu lillah, your Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, all of your individual du'as. These happen in all prayers, regardless. I think we can agree on that. The real question is, what about in a silent prayer? What do you do? In a silent prayer, you are to recite your Fatiha according to the majority of scholars, and a surah as well. So you add the Fatiha and the surah. The Hanafi school, they said, no need to, because the imam is doing it for you. But we will say that the hadith is very clear. The Prophet ﷺ said, "La salata liman lam yaqra' bi fatihati al-kitab." There is no prayer for the one who has not recited the opening of the book, meaning Surah Al-Fatiha. We believe this hadith, as the majority of scholars stated, and the imams and the madhahib, dominates every other hadith and every other concept. So a person needs to recite it. There are some scholars then that took it even further and they said, what about the loud prayer then? The Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, when you hear the imam recite the Fatiha and the surah, should you recite it then as well? Well, actually, some of the Hanbalis and the Shafi'i said, yes, you do. You still need to recite. I follow the position of Ibn Taymiyyah on this issue, that if you can hear the recitation of the Fatiha, then you do not need to recite it yourself. You just follow it. You should not be disturbing the imam. You should not be competing with the imam. You should not be losing focus when the Quran is being recited. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, lend it an attentive ear and be quiet. How can you be doing that when you're reciting? Some scholars said, no, that's not what it means. But that's what I follow. That's the position now of a number of the contemporary scholars as well, and a number of the earlier scholars too, which is that in the silent prayers you recite everything, and in the loud prayers you would recite everything other than the Fatiha and the surah, which you're hearing from the imam anyway. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Hey, thank you for watching, and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support. And that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.